This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. The Harris County Democratic Party is considering withholding its endorsement from Mayor John Whitmire in future elections. That's because Whitmire attended a fundraiser for Republican Congressman Dan Crenshaw earlier this year. Members of the party's Progressive Caucus also say he hasn't done enough to oppose President Trump's administration. Political scientist Mark Jones with Rice University argues the party officials don't reflect Whitmire's base of support, which consists of moderates, independents, and Republicans.
I don't think the mayor is going to lose a great deal of sleep over the admonishment of Democratic Party activists, a majority of whom have never been strong Whitmire supporters.
Party officials will vote on the measure on December 14th. Whitmire's campaign did not respond to a request for comment. Over 2 weeks after a fire erupted at a decommissioned power plant in Galveston County, residents in the area are still hoping for answers as to how it all started. News 88.7's Juliana Washburn talked to neighbors directly impacted.
The fire happened on November 16th at the former PHR Peakers plant in the Baycliff and San Leon area. It started at about 2:30 in the morning in decommissioned water cooling towers on the site. All five towers collapsed in the fire. Ronnie Thompson Jr., who lives close to the former power plant, was raking through black scrap scattered in his yard a week and a half after the fire. Soot also scattered his outdoor porch, chairs, and grill.
But I'm also needing to clean up inside the house because whenever the wind shifted, it blew the smoke and the ash inside my home. So on top of glass counters and things, it's very visible.
Galveston County officials reported air monitoring in the areas around the scene showed no significant results. Texas City officials say the investigation into the fire is underway and could take weeks to complete. From the Galveston County Bureau, I'm Juliana Washburn, News 88.7.
In sports, the Rockets lost to the Utah Jazz last night, 133-125. Star player Kevin Durant scored 32 points in the game. Houston has 13 wins and 5 losses so far this season. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.7.